Today's daf in Masechet Menachot is daf Chof Dalet. We're holding at the bottom of Chof Gimel on the Beit, one line up, the last word on the line. Kisolik Rav Kahana, Ashkechinu Livnei Rabbi Chiya Deyatvi VeKa'amrin. Remember that we've been talking about the question of having in our Mishnah, and then in the subsequent Gemara, the question of having minchas that are mixed on the edges, taking off the kemetz. One, that was our Mishnah gave different scenarios where it would be possible to take off a kemetz, and that led to all different questions of taroves and different mixtures. Because of this, agav, we're bringing another sugya that in the end is going to be able to bring a raya from the sugya in our Mishnah. So when Rav Kahana came to Eretz Yisrael, he finds Bnei Rabbi Chiya, the Yatvi v'Ka'amri, they were sitting and is talking about a case of an Yisoron Shechilko. The Yisoron is usually put in the Bisa. The Bisa is what is used for mixing the oil with the Yisoron. And they put it into the Bisa, and they had it now split. So it was Chilko, it was cut into two pieces, put it in a Bisa. A Tfuyom was Nogea in one of the pieces. And the pieces are not touching each other. Now there's a halacha that we learn out from a pasuk that anything that's in a kli is considered to be all mitzurav, to be one kli. And that's the kaf achat. The fact that it's in the kaf makes it achat, whatever that's in it. The question is,
this is a
kli kodesh, of course. Yes, only the din kodesh. So this is the bisa. So now the question is, legabe the din of tumah, tfuyom touches one. Normally, the case would be where you have things that are touching each other. If we have things that are touching each other, the kli can be mitzarefit, to be considered to be all one unit. It's all one unit. And clearly, even though it may be separate particles of flour, but if a tfuyom would touch something in a kli, which is one unit, everything would become tame, even though normally a tfuyom won't make something tame to be metame something else. What happened over here is that you split it up into two pieces, and the two pieces are not touching. So if they're not touching, then the question is, do we say that a kli is mitzarif for even things that aren't in contact with each other? So that it's just anywhere they are within this kli, there's a din of tziruf. If there's a din of tziruf, so then it would become tamei in any event. You understand what the issue is here? A tfuyom cannot be metame a thing, but it should be metame something else. He'll only pasul, even though that's machlokas, when it comes to kadesh, that's what we're assuming over here. Assuming that we're talking about an actually already made mincha. So therefore, if it had been touching, the two pieces were touching, if it wouldn't be that the kli is mitzarev of them, the tumah would not affect from one piece to the next piece. Normally, when you touch something and you're really tame, then that thing will be metame something else that it's touching. But that's not going to happen with the tfuyom. But there's this other issue over here, namely that the kaf, the kli, makes it all one thing. But perhaps it only makes it one thing when they're actually in contact with each other. When they're sitting on different sides of the kli, will the kli be mitzaref to be one or not? Mahu. Kitznan kli mitzaref mashe betocho lekodesh. We do indeed learn, and there's no question, that this is a fair shemishnah, we had a chagiga, that a kli makes everything inside of it considered to be one thing. Hanimile hechad naga bahadadi. That's only if the things are touching each other. So then the kli makes it into one actual unit. Aval hechad lo naga bahadadi lo. But perhaps if they're not actually touching each other, then the din is that they're not considered to be mechuber. Odilma loshna, maybe it's a din in being in the kli, not being together in a kli. Says the Gemara, what he answered them was, Rav Kami said to them, look at the lashon of the Mishnah. It doesn't say kli mechaber. It doesn't say a kli makes things considered to be one by being mechaber them. It says it's mitzaref them. Mitzaref means that it puts them together. If it would have said a kli mechaber, I understand. But it says mitzaref. Mitzaref means that it actually makes everything into one piece. And therefore, it's got to be talking about kli mitzaref tnan, which means whatever it is, koldu, whatever is in that kli is considered to be mitzuraf. It's as if it's been melted together. And over here, it puts them together into one piece. Hoshit echad levinehem mahu. How about if you take a third isaron, put it between the two esronot that you have on either side? Then what? Mahu. Omarle, the din over there would be that that middle Isaron would not be considered to be Mitzuraf. Assuming, let's say, that the Tvuyov is touching that piece. But that piece is not part of the Mincha. But nonetheless, it's still in the Kli. So if the Kli is Mitzaref, it would mean that Tvuyov touched everything in the Kli. So he said to Rav Kana to them, there it would not be Tomei. Why? Because only Tzorech Lekli, Kli Mitzarfo. But in Tzorech Lekli, Ena Kli Mitzarfo. This Chatzi Yisaron has no purpose being in this Kli. This Kli is there in order to be Mekadesh, the two halves of the Yisaron, of the Mincha. There's no such thing as a Mincha of an Yisaron and a half. And therefore, this extra Yisaron anyway should be gotten out of here. And the Kli is not going to be Mitzarefet. Now, what about if a Tvuyom simply sticks his finger between them? When we say the Kli is Mitzaref, does it act as if everything that's in this Kli is all smushed together? So it's as if the Tvuyom is actually touching them?
Without touching?
Right. In other words, in the same way that the two pieces are considered to be in contact because the Kli is Mitzaref, if his finger is in the middle, maybe they're in contact by being in contact with his finger. Of course, what's wrong with that is that it would boil down to be being matam me avir, which cannot work. Exactly. That's exactly what he told him. Omalu ein lecha davar shemetame me aviro ela kli cheres bilvad. There's no such thing as a tziruf that turns into a tumas avir. That is a special halacha of kli cheres. That is matame betocho, and therefore there's no way that it could be mitzar. Hadar ihu bo minayo. Then it's abba. Okay, now it's my turn. Okay, you ready? All right. Here's my question. Bo minayo. Mau likmotz mizalze. My question is this. I mean, you're saying that we're going to take this kli mitzaref mashu betocho lekodesh very seriously. I'm ready to take it seriously. What I want to know is it a diuraita or is it a rabbanan? Is it a rabbanan? Then the rabbanan can say we consider it to be a tuma de rabbanan and it's all considered to be one. But you're certainly not going to be able to tell me that if the two halves of the Yisaron are not in touch with each other, that I can do Kmitza, because I don't have a Mincha yet. Yeah, but maybe that is a Smachta. Or is it actually a Deraita? So can I, and what it boils down to the question is, Malik Motz Mizelze. Can I do Kmitza from one part to the other part? So if you're going to tell me it's you of the Deraita, then I can. If you're going to tell me it's the Rabbanon, then I cannot. Maybe it's only a Chormel Gavi Tuma. So, B'nai Rebbe Chiya said to him, well, the truth is, we cannot tell you from actual data. Zulo Shamanu, we don't have an exactly similar case, but I think, we think, that we could actually discover the halacha by examining the Mishnah that we are discussing right here. And that, of course, is why we bring this discussion here. That Mincha Menachot, the Mishnah Menachot, Tichnat. Shtei menachot shelo nikmetzu. So here we've got two menachot, neither of which had kmitza. Remember, the case was an intarvu zo bezo along the edge. Okay, im yecholik motz bizobef atzma, bizobef atzma ksherot v'im lav psulot. If you would be able to take the kmitza without getting anything else into it, it would be fine. Now, what we assumed that the case was that they dropped in and the flour scattered, so that bits of flour scattered in the middle, mixed with each other, but left sufficient for me to take a kmitza from, let's say, Minchas Chote or whatever, to take a kmitza from either end. From each one separately. That's the case of the Mishnah, right? Now, the problem is that if they indeed scattered, we talked before about the problem of bit. So we said, right, why isn't it batel? So we had Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir says, you never be mevatel parts of the mincha in Shiraim or in other minchas, right? So that wasn't our problem. Remember, we got the whole question about Eilim mevatelim zevizet. Doesn't matter what the question is, because we always have Rabbi Zeir's drosha. The Torah calls both Shiraim and the Kemetz, calls it haktara. It means that it's basically on the same level. You'll never be mevatel. Okay, fine. Forget about being mevatel. But isn't there a din that you can only be Kemetz and mincha where the mincha is all together? If it's scattered, it's not all together.
Across the line.
Oh, now that's the thing. If it's scattered, I mean, you drop the mincha and poof, right? So then it means you're going to have little bits of flour of one mixed in with little bits of flour in the other one. And unless the kli would be mitzarefit, you wouldn't be able to take the kometz, would you? Therefore, say B'nai Rebbe Fia, this proves, since it says you can be kometz them, this proves that the kli is clearly mitzarefit midiraita. Makes sense? Terrific. It's actually very cute. So, l'chora, there you have a raya. Let's just read that inside. So there it says, im yocho l'kmot, b'zov b'fnei atzma, b'zov b'fnei atzma, k'shirot, v'im lav psulot. Okay, but if you can become it, you're saying it's kosher. Why? How can it be kosher? I mean, ach demarev halonaga. The part of it that was mixed with the other part was not touching flour from itself. It was touching other flour. So what's making it all one mincha that I can be kometz from? Unless you say the kli, it's in the kli. So the kli is mitzarev, each mincha to itself.
Not to the other?
It's irrelevant. The other is irrelevant. That was only the bittel issue. But lamaisa, it's all together. That's what's important to us. Omar Rava, how do you know that's the case? Maybe what we're talking about is a mixed mincha with oil, to make it easier to understand. It doesn't have to be literally mixed. But it's gushin. Gushin ha-bechulakin, ha-suyan kemesre. So let's imagine we have a comb, okay? With a comb shape on the edge of each one. The comb pieces get next to each other. So the teeth of the comb, the teeth of one comb, go into the empty spaces of the other comb. So that's all mixed. It's all mixed, but it's all touching itself.
Touching the other guy?
It's irrelevant. Why do you keep asking that? It's irrelevant whether it touches the other guy. Of course it's mixed. The important thing is that there's topologically a way in which each piece touches itself. That's what's important, right? You're talking still about, you're back at Bath. You're talking about the Bittel stuff. We already dealt with that. Doesn't change anything for Bittel. Each thing retains its own identity. All I need to be sure of here is that it is topologically accessible. And it is. Well, again, you know, mathematically, it's obviously simple to do. This is the type of drawings that are always in topology. It doesn't matter how crazy the drawing is. You know, your coffee cup is essentially a donut. That's the favorite example in topology. But in mathematical terms. So over here... Exactly. That's why they do that. It's much more efficient if your coffee cup is a donut. I could obviously change that into a donut.
No, that strikes me as the peanut butter with the jelly already inside it.
Why, looking from above?
Let's not worry.
Science.
Let's not worry about the topology, right?
Let's worry about the donut.
Okay, Rabotai. So, if that's the case, we don't really have any right to my question. My question is whether you can rely on Tziruf Kli where it's not in touch with each other, and you're showing me the case of it could be that it was in touch with each other. Okay, so we don't have a raya. Omar Rava, I'll try to bring you a raya myself. Toshma. Tanya. Veirim mimenu. That means mimenu. When you have to take off a kometz, veirim mimenu bekumtso. It has to be from something which is mimenu. Minachum mechubar. Can't be scattered. And now, okay, now it gives an example. For its own kemitz. Which is what obviously we knew because that was the original question. But now, here's the interesting part. Shaloya, the implications are, says the Braita, don't bring your Yisaron in two separate containers to be two kemitz. Oh, aha. So in other words, the problem is there's two separate containers. But suppose it would have been in one container, but similar to being in two containers in the sense that each piece is separate. Because otherwise, don't talk about being in two containers. Talk about make sure it's all together. Since you make it an issue of two containers, so you're telling me the problem is the container. But if it would be in one container, even though it's in separate gushim, that's not a problem. So there you see that the kli would be mitzarev midiraita and it would all be considered to be mechuber. Correct? Is that clear?
With itself.
I know you're very firm about these matters. We wouldn't want any, you know, you're Shomer Negiah. This mincha shtar Shomer Negiah. Okay, so therefore, since that's the end of the Braita, it would be a clear chad dumin shnei kelim. You could be kainet. Omale Abaye, well, you know, you're probably right, but you can't prove it because the omale shnei kelim echidami kigun kapiza bekav. The avagav the arivim yeloi, given the mifsike mechitzata the kapiza mitatori, it would be no good. In other words, you're making an assumption of when we say that it's in two separate kelim, it means completely in two separate kelim, and the solution is that it would be in one kli, even though it's two separate pieces. Because obviously, the case of the two kelim for sure separated the pieces. Now, your only issue is that not only the pieces separated, they're also in separate kelim. But if we could still have the separated pieces not in separated kelim, we'd be okay. Ah, but that's making an assumption. It's making an assumption that just because it's in two different containers, it's not one piece. How about if I give you a case where it's in two different containers, but it's all one piece? Which is the obvious way out of the riot. Now, the simple way to do that is the classic case of a kapisa bekaba. A kapisa bekaba is what you do is you want to have a very convenient measuring system, okay? So what you do is, so let's say you want to have, you know, one cup in a 1 pint container, right? So instead of shnatot, instead of markings on a thing, you can make it very simple. You have a cup within which it continues to go down into a, in its middle, a bowl with a recess in the bowl on the bottom. The bottom part is the kapisa, which is one measurement. Fill the whole thing up to the top and you've got a kava. Great, right? Got a whole kava and here you've got a kapisa. But it's all in touch. I mean, it's all one gush. But since it's not all in the same kli, because you have separate mechitzot, the part of the lower bowl, the kapisa, has its own part. Therefore, it's coming to tell you that it's, since it's in two kelim, it's possible. But if it's in one kli, it's kosher. Correct. But if it's in one kli, then it's all connected in one kli.
Right.
So you can't bring a riot. To say, but isn't that trivial, that if it's all connected in one kli? I mean, wait one second. I haven't finished my thought. Let's take a look in the Gemara. So maybe the way to look at it is like this. That Omer le'abaya dimon shnei kelim echidami, like a kapisa bekaba. And the point over here, the problem being, the avagav the arive mi'iloi, even though above the marker of the kapisa, which is the indented bowl, they're still mixed above that, arive mi'iloi, but look, the bottom line is that the walls of the kapisa, mifsik mechitzata de kapisa mikapor mitata, you've got the walls of the kapisa that are separate underneath, and they're not in the avir of the kapisa, they're only in the avir of the kava, and the upper part, but the lower part's in a different kli, completely. So where would be a kli achad dini de shnei kelim would be what? It would be a similar case, but it wouldn't have separate mechitzot. What would it be? It would be like an arevat tarnagolim. An arevat tarnagolim is what we would call the old-fashioned, it's old-fashioned. I forgot, they stopped doing that. But they used to give you the airline meals in one container that was broken up into separate pieces. Now that's fancier. They give it to you in separate little containers, you know, salad and one thing. But it used to be that you got one of these plates. Yeah, that had that exactly. It had little separate parts in it. This part's for the salad, this part's for the, yeah. I forgot what they're called. But in any event, that's an arevat de tarnagolim. And I mean, it's for feeding chickens, you know.
Yeah.
Chicken feed. What they do over there is they separate the long trough so that, you know, Gertrude wouldn't want to be eating out of it. No, that's not really what it is. They separate the long trough so that one side is for water, let's say, and the other side is for chicken feed, you know. But on top, it's all mixed. So over there, you can't really say that there's different mechitzas because it's one kli. There's a lower mechitza. Rambam learns it's an upper mechitza. And therefore, the mixed on the bottom, he doesn't like it. But okay, that's a separate issue, Lagabi, what defines the kli. But in any event, it's not trivial. Because the point is that since L'maisa, it is similar to Shnei Kelim, but it's really kli echa, and they're also mechubar. That's what it's coming to tell me. But not that if it's mamish not attached, that you can rely on tziruf kli. So from here, you don't have a raya. So kigona arevat tarnagolim the apakav the mivskan mechitzita, but at least don't touch a negia. Mashenkin in our case, hachadolonegia klal. There's no contact at all between the two parts of the mincha, and you want to know whether the kli can make it the equivalent of, I don't know. You got yourself a good question. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, let me ask something else. Tziruf kli together with a chibur of mayim. In other words, let's say that you've got, same case, two chatzai yisaron in one kli. They're not touching, but we already said, okay, so, but that we're going to be mechaber. Because kli mitzaref ma'sha betocho. So if you have an additional chatzai yisaron outside of the kli that is now connected with water. So let's say that you've got a pipe with water flowing that's going between one and the other. So then there's still now continued contact here through the mayim. Would we say that Tziruf Kli helps with the Chibur Mayim or not? That's Rashi's approach. Tosa says this is a very strange approach. I mean, this is the standard question of whether Mayim is Bechaber. Forget what does it have to do with the... Yeah, what does it have to do with being outside of the Kli? Okay, Rashi's clearly talking about flowing waters. We had a Nitzuk issue. Again, this is like so complex when it comes to Dinim of Tumah. But the important point is the extension of the Kli into a space that's outside of the Kli, where the space is extending out of the Kli through a pipe.
Through a pipe?
Yeah. Or through flowing water itself, even without a pipe. But it's still considered to all be, once we're dealing with Tziruf, maybe we're dealing with Tziruf, even connectedness would be Mitzaref. So now there's not the whole thing has to be in the Kli. Maybe even parts outside, as long as they're connected, would be included within the Kli. So that's my question. So would we say that too is considered to be a chibur or not? Kitznan kli mitzarif mashit betocho lekodesh. Does it literally have to be in the kli? Hanimila de gavoy? But it would never extend it even into connected spaces outside of the kli. Avo devaroy lo. In other words, now, okay, first we thought maybe even had to be in contact. Now we've agreed to let it be separated. So now I want to ask you, how about if it is separated even outside of the Kli, but still part of what's going on to the item that's in the Kli? Could it be mitchaber or not? So do we say, look, it's outside, or do we say, well, but the point isn't the space now, is it? It's anything that would be bechubur to one part could be dragged along with it into the chibur kli. So given the michbar. V'imtim tzolomar, if you're going to tell me that given the michbar, we're ready to even go so far as to take a chibur kli, a chibur mayim, and a tzir of kli, and in this case, the tful yom doesn't even touch the stuff that's inside. It touches the stuff that's outside. Mahu. Do we say that the din of Kli being Mitzaref means it's Mitzaref for an internal Negiah, but not that an external Negiah would affect something that's Mitzaref in the Kli? So if it's coming from the inside out, then the Chibur of the Kli helps, even for what's connected from the out. But it's coming from the out in, then there's nothing for us to first look at the moment that the Tvuyom is Nogeya. So Avon Mivaroy Lo, it wouldn't even matter if it was that taker. By Rava, getting back to the Isaron, that was Mechulak, okay? And one half of it becomes Tomei before you put it into the Bisa. It's not in the container yet. Part of it becomes Tomei, you set it down in the container. There's absolutely no tzad to say that the container makes everything tamei without touching. That's ridiculous. I mean, but to say that a kli mitzaref therefore makes it one where ex post facto it's now going to be included in the tumah of the other one, that for sure we're not going to say. My only question is, if you now have two parts in this pisa, and now Tfuyom comes again, and he touches the same piece that had been touched before. Again, something that a Tfuyom touches is not metame another. So it won't help for you to pretend that it's one as if it was mnitma, because it won't be tame. The only question of the tzir of kli is to make actions performed in one the equivalent of having been performed in all.
If it wasn't tame and he touched it, we've already established.
If it wasn't tame and he touched it, then the action of the Tfuyom touching it is applied to everything in the Kli. If he commits it and it's the Orisa, the action of Kmitza is applied to everything in the Kli. Not to be confused with the Kli changing everything to the same status. There's no grounds for that at all. So one piece will not be Metame the other piece just because we put it into the same Kli. Why would it? Okay? My question is this. The Tvoyom comes and he touches the same piece he touched before. So now there's a new action.
Although he hasn't changed it.
That's the question. So the impact is nil. However, it isn't really nil because vis-a-vis the other piece, it's the first time that this has happened. So this is a far more sophisticated question. Is the Kli Mitzarev Masha Betocho so that the action is viewed as taking place on the entire content? Or is the Kli Mitzarev Masha Betocho so that an act performed on part of the contents applies to the entire content? There's a big difference between that, because the second approach implies that the act would need to be a significant act to whatever it's being performed on, and then it would extend its significance to the other piece. But in this case, that piece was already tummy. Are you going to make it more tummy? Ah, come on, it's brilliant.
I mean, if Eitamon Meis touched it.
Yeah, that's an Ochinami, for sure. We'll see, we're going to talk about that. So now my question is, first you're Bechalagit, half of it becomes Tamei. You put it into the Bisa, Inicho Bebisa. Now it's Fuyom, it's Choser, and it's Nugea, but Oto Tamei, the same half that was Tamei before. What's the din? Do we say, look, he didn't do anything, because Sovale Tum'ah, it's already completely
saturated
with Tum'ah. How could it become more Tamei than it was? Olo? Or do we say, look, but it's still a significant act because ultimately that tumah can now impact something else. So why not look at it as a new act? Omali Abaye, wait, hold on 1 second. Whoever heard of a concept of saturated tumah? I'll prove to you we don't say saturation. Because we have a Mishnah, actually, that discusses a case of a sadin towards the end of Kalim. You've got a sheet that was tumah with the midras of a zav. Okay? Now that's an extremely high level of tumah, and it's an avat tumah itself. Now, you now go ahead and change it from a sheet and make it into a curtain. So you put holes through it, let's say, you put a string through it, and you can be mevato the tumah by changing the status of the kli with a maisa.
Turned it into a curtain, a
shower curtain, or a curtain over here. Yeah. And so now it became Torah Minah Midras, because it's no longer capable of being Mekabel Tumat Midras, this Kli. Mm-hmm. Just as if you broke it. Because right now, if a Zov would sit on the curtain,
he would fall.
But if he would sit, no, I mean, the real issue is, if he took the curtain and sat on it and wouldn't fall, remember that we darshan from the pasuk that it has to be something that is not amod v'naseh melachtem. If people will say, excuse me, could you get up, please? We need our sour curtain. So then that's not considered to be the kli asher yeshev alav, because it's not meant for yeshiva. Classic cases, you take a dli, and you, how do you say that in English? A bucket. You turn it upside down and you sit on it. Excuse me, sir, but could we have our bucket? So then you will not be matami the bucket, which we dress as up, right? So turning it in vilon will not be able to be makabal to besmidras, even if the zav does sit on it. So the Mishnah, however, concludes, remarkably, it may be Torah Minah Midras, but it is at least Tamei for having touched Midras. I mean, it wasn't touched with itself, wasn't it? So when you switched its identity, I mean, still, it had come in contact with a sheet that had been Tamei Midras, and that sheet could be Batamei, a curtain, to make it into Maga of Midras. What? I mean, how did it become a curtain without being in touch with itself? Right, but it has to go through a change of identity, but it still has its own self. Well, you were agreeing with Reb Yossi. I'm Reb Yossi, what kind of nonsense is this? Chibezum Midras Nagazah. Show me where it touched Midras. What kind of imagination and abstraction? All that it means is Im Nagabo Azav. Tamei maga zav. No. If a zav had touched it, so then, yes, it doesn't lose its tumat maga, but it's not going to first the zav lie down on it. But he was...
Without touching.
What's wrong? Ram Tosu says, let's say, the zav... Zav stepped on it through a pshuta kliye. That's give me how it worked out. Now the zav actually touches it. Now we turn it into a curtain. It loses its din of midras, which of course is far more chomer, because a maga is only going to become a rishon l'tuma, but a midras is an avatuma. And now, even though we changed it, what will be left is the maga. Of course, the problem is, it was already saturated with tumah before the zav touched it. So what good will the zav touching it do? So you see, therefore, that we examine each impact of tumah separately, and so too here, even though it was already personally saturated, one could say, but it's not halachically saturated, because, I mean, that midras originally, that sadin, wasn't halachically saturated, because the moment it was turned into a vilon, the hidden maga came out. And so too over here, the moment that it's nogea, the question of the tzir of kli, the additional maga outs itself in the presence of the other chatzi sarom.
Curtains, tame again.
But in any event, im nagabo maga azav, you see, kinagabo azav miyatame. Apparently, I feel a little bit soft. I mean, it doesn't say that the Zav touched it first, right? Why? Am I? They must have a light tumor. Why not say it's already saturated? So how can you super saturate with tumor? No, Amalei, I mean, my, I im nagabo azov lebot midras. How do you know it means the Zav touched it after it became Tomei Midras? Maybe the Zav touched it before it became Tomei Midras, in which case it's not saturated, because Tumas Midras is more chomer than the Tumas Azov. It was only able to be Metame as a Rishain, and now it's going to be Metame as an Av. So it wasn't saturated, in which case Tavi Tumah Chamura Tumah Kala. But over here, in our case, where it's always the Tvuyom that comes back, Idiv Iditu Makalalo, maybe they're not. Maybe there we would say it's saturated. Okay, but look, read the rest of it, okay? Elam Seifa. Moda Rabbi Yossi Bishneis Anidim Hamakupalim Umunachim Zalzela. Here we got a great case. The case is that you've got this Zav who walks into a house where the housekeeper has just put down all of her newly folded sheets on the couch. And he sits down on the top sheet. So now all the sheets are Tomei Midras, right? Okay. So they're all Tomei Midras. Now, the bottom sheet, however, is not only Tomei Midras, it also is Tomei from having touched Midras. Remember, that Midras works in mysterious ways. So first of all, it's the old princess and the pea, in which however many layers there are, all of them are considered to be Midras. But then there's the reality of the old-fashioned transmission of Tuma through Maga. So each sheet, except for the top one, beside being Midras itself, is also Tame because it touched the sheet above it, and the sheet above it was Midras. So therefore, besides being Midras, it's Tame Midras. Rabbi Yossi is Moda in that case. If you turn any sheet but the top sheet into the curtain, it's still going to be Tame with Maga Midras. Curtain. There we go.
What about the couch, though?
Couch, too.
Okay.
So there we've got a problem, because over there, clearly, the Tuma Lechora was Savale, because it certainly wasn't there before the Maga Azav. So there he's made it that the Elyon is Tamei Midras, and the Tachton is Tamei both Midras and Maga Midras. But why? Lema Savale Tuma, if it's Tamei Midras, how can it be Tamei Maga Midras, since Maga Midras doesn't add anything? Okay, but that's because it's all at one time. I mean, it's instantaneously has two levels of Tuma on it. You can't say that one subsumes the other. So over there, that's why he's motive. It may be Enochinami. If subsequently you tried to be Metame, who's to say it would be Chal? Okay, so we have no riot then. Omar Rava. How about this interesting case? And he's certain that you split into two, and part of it gets lost. V'yavad echad mihem. So you go and you bring another Yisaron and put it into the Kli. And of course, as always happens when you do that, you then, but only then, after having separated the next piece, only then do you find your missing piece. Right? As we know, and unless you buy a replacement, you never find the original. But you're always guaranteed to find the original the moment you buy the replacement. So that's what happened over here. He knew. So he went ahead and bought the replacement, and this way he's got now three chatzis. Okay. Now, they're all sitting there, munachim bebisa, all shloshta. I say, a tvuyom that comes along and touches the lost piece. Then the lost piece and the first piece are both tamei. But the replacement piece is not. Because initially, again, remember that what is Mitzuraf is based on what is the Kli is only Mitzaref, Mash Batoch, or whatever it's Tzarech, okay? We said. So since over here you're going back to the original version, so if now the Tvuyom had come along and he touches the Avud, that was the original piece. The Avud is only going to be Mitzaref with A. Let's call it A, B, and C. Okay? A is the one that we had all along. B is the one that was lost. C is the replacement. So if he touches B, so since B always goes together with A and B are Mitzuref and the Kli, and they both become possible. How about if he touches the Mufrash? Now, Nitma Mufrash. Then, again, C could only be Mitzuref with A. But certainly there was never a time in which it would be mitzraf with me. So in that case, the mufrash and the rishon would be mitztarfim. The avud would not be mitztare. But if A became tamei, then both would be mitztare. Abaye says, I disagree. Even if one of them, any one of them, afil nitma echad me'am nami, still shneihem mitztarfim. Why? Because kulu b'nei bikta da danino, they all live in the same hast. A be'akta means a crushed house, which is a hast. Bikta is what you use for a vacation hotel. Okay, in any event, so since they're all members of the same hostel, so what exactly would define one as being more related than the other? They're all basically aimed to be mitzarev under, in some circumstance, with the first one, and they're memela, they're all part of the same idea. Now, the question is, the gabi kmitza. So here we have the same machlokas. If you were kmitz, and you were kmitz, you did the kmitz on the B, then the kmitz worked for B and A, and therefore you'd be able to eat the shirayim of B together with the shirayim, the entire A. Okay, there'd be nechola. Suppose you took the kmitz from C. But in that case, the C would not be. If you took nechal, a komets, mufreshenu nechal, komets bina mufresh, suppose you took the komets from C, then C's shirayim and the entire A would be nechal. But B, which had originally been lost, would not be nechal. Suppose you were komets bina rishon, then shneihem bina nechal. Because you cannot be koveya, which part went together with the Rishon. So there was no particular part that goes together with the Rishon at all. Therefore, it's basically the same as the question of the Tumah that we had. And since it's not possible to be talking about a mincha of three parts, of three chatziyasronot, so in this case, the Kometz is not miyuchat. For Tumah, obviously, it would be the opposite conclusion, since they're all interrelated. So they're all Tumah. But when it comes to Kometz, the very fact that they're all interrelated means I can't eat the mincha. So I can only eat the part that I know that the Kometz was brought on. Abaye Omar? Abaye says, any case of the above, just like I said by Tuma, any case of the above is always related to all three Esronot. Therefore, you can never eat the other two. You can only eat the one that you took the comments from. Because no matter what, they're all b'nei biktacha. My taima, kulunami b'nei bikta da 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 da. Not kiflar of papa. Hold on a second. Then you're running into an internal contradiction. Because then the shirayim of the part that you took the comments from also can't be eaten. And you said they can be. But over here, you're saying shirayim dida miyanechali, that the piece, the one third that you know you took the comments from, that is kosher shirayim? I mean, what you've got over here is a danka of a comets to lo kore. You've got a sixth of a comets that was never brought. In other words, you're starting off with this kometz is now relating to three pieces, split into three, right? Because you're saying they're all b'nei biktachat. That means it's chaser, basically, one third. If it's chaser one third, each chatzi isaron is missing a sixth of a kometz, so to speak. So for this chatzi isaron, there's a sixth of a kometz missing. So where was the kometz that was matir? For it. It's missing its sixth, because it's split between the other two. That's what you're saying. You're saying this kometz is coming to be matir three, but it can't. So basically it's missing one sixth of its own kometz. If it's missing a sixth of its own kometz, it shouldn't be allowed to eat it. Furthermore, matkifla, Rav Yitzchak Beredin Mesharsha, forget about that. You can't even bring the kometz, because one third of this kometz is essentially chulin, because it's split between three esronot, and it can only be brought on three chatzi esronot. It can only be brought on two out of three chatzi esronot. And you're saying that it's being brought on all of them, because they're all members of the same hostel. And the fact is that then even the kometz can't be brought, because he got tilta, that for all intents and purposes is chulin. I mean, it doesn't mean literally chulin, because obviously it was in the container, but it means chulin vis-a-vis the kedushas kometz. Says Ravashi, that's not a problem, because the kometz is totally in the dot of the kohen. Okay, the kohen has no intention of bringing the kometz for all three esronot. He wants to bring a kometz, so we always bring a kometz. You bring a kometz for nisorin. He doesn't know which nisorin. He's not interested in defining which nisorin. But he's saying, I'm bringing this kometz like for any other mincha. Therefore, the comets for sure is okay. And the part that he's taking the comets from for sure is okay. Because he knows that he's bringing the comets on. As far as not having been Mavara, which of the other two is the comet? That's true. You can't eat either of them. Because we don't have any beer about that. There's one Chatzi Isaron that was always here. There's one Chatzi Isaron that's a replacement. There's one Chatzi Isaron that was lost. And now they're all here. So what Abai is saying is, look, I mean, but they're all shayach to the same income. And therefore, you're never going to be matir either of the other two, because you'll never know which one is the mincha. Ask the Gemara, if you don't know which one is the mincha, then the comments is possible, right? And even if you would hold it's possible, it certainly can't be matir anything, because it's certainly missing part of what is required to be matir the shirayim of itself. Answers Rav Ashi. I bet you were waiting for me to say Abai. Don't think I wasn't. Answers Rav Ashi that the din is that as far as the komets is concerned, it goes according to the das of the kohen. Did the kohen have in mind to bring the komets on three separate chatzi esronot? Of course not. Does he have to have in mind specific ones? No. But he was bringing this komets as a standard komets for a mincha, which means a komets for an esoron, not for three, for an esoron v'chetzi. In which case, the komets is vadai good. The part that he took the komets out of is vadai good. Now you're saying, but we don't know what defines the mincha. You're right. You'll never know. See, those you're not allowed to eat. Very good. So the komets b'day to the kohen tayam milta, and certainly the kohen ki komets. When this kohen is coming to bring that komets, his mind is a isaron for komets. He's being makbetzed for one isaron. Ki solik rif kahana ashkechina levnei rebichia diatvi v'kamre. Isaron shechalko v'inicho bebisa v'nogat v'yom v'achad me'amal. And that's called a hu, nogea, not nogea, it's not nogea. Hoshita chad livneyem mahu. Omar le, tzarech lekli kli mitzaref. Ain't tzarech lekli ain't kli mitzaref. Look, what you're asking basically is to myself here. That's what it boils down to. Okay, now it's my turn. Is Tzirov Diorayta Drabona? Omrulo Zulo Shamanu, but we can derive the din from Kayotzi Bo Shamanu. That's not our Mishnah. But, I mean, bottom line, why? Unless it's your of Kli. How do you know? Maybe it's talking about Gushin and Mechulakim that are basically Asuyan Kimasrek. So you can't bring a Raya from here. My hobby alone. Omar Rava, I'll bring you right. Tashma Tanya. Verimi menu means minaba chubar, from which we learn shloyavi sarom shneke levikmot. Ah! So what do you see from there? That if it was bekliachad, dumir shneke levim, disconnected, you could be comets. Omar Abaye, who says it's disconnected? Maybe the two kelim are still connected. Like a case of kapiz of a kaba. Where afagav the arive miloyin they're connected, but given the mifsika mechitzata the kapiz mitata, so that's not good. But now make the implications. Here's the way to say the implications. Oh, kli echad dumi reshnei kelim, which would be what echidami. For instance, in arivav tarnagolim, where over there, even though it's mifsik mechitzata, but it's still touching, obviously, but on a gia. Avalacha, we're over here, there's no nigi at all. Maybe you still have the same question. This question stands. Tiboyalacha. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, Tzirov Kli v'chibur mayim mal. Ki itzinan kli mitzar mash betokal kodesh hane mila de gavoy. Avodavaroy lo, dama kivin de michbar michbar. Vim tim tzoloma kivin de michbar michbar. So then, how about if the other way around? You have mayim at Tzirov Kli. The nigi, tzuyom is nigi mi bachutz mal. Kitnan kli mitzaref, that's only where you are nagam gavoy. But the act has to take place of the kli. Or maybe not. Maybe the act takes place to what is connected to the kli. So avum yivarei lo, odum aloshna, take. And then comes along the same guy, and he's nageya in the same part that had been told me before. Mao, mi amrin at savalei tuma olo. I'm like, why? Where we come up with it? Did a savalei tuma? Atan sadin tamei midras v'yasov vilan. It's torim in a midras aval tamei maga midras. To which Rav Yosef says v'chibeis a midras nagazeh. Jimna gabo azav. Okay, I understand. So then it became tamei from maga azav. Ah, but you see, ki tamei be azav, not tamei midras, but tamei maga azav directly. Not tamei maga midras. So ki naga bo azav, at least he's willing to accept, right? So then it is tamei. Even though, I assume even though it was tamei midras, and then naga be azav, amai. Lema savale tuma, amai lema. How do you know it's talking about that the zav is nogea after the midras? Mimai daishim nagama azav is talking dafka labatar midras, tell me mikami midras. In which case, the midras would be a tuma chamura, which was being added to a tuma kala, which certainly is not saturated if it's only kala. Avol harchad idividi tuma kala, maybe not. Okay, but look at the seifa. Motor of Yotzi b'shnei sadidina makupalim, umunachim ze al ze, v'yashav zav alayam, sh'alyon tame midras, and the tachton is tummy midras and maga midras. Am I? Why not say savale tuma? No, that's because it's all happening together. How does it become saturated with one before the other? So atam b'vatachat. But over here we're talking about doing something subsequently. So it's bizarre. I say, I can't bring a raya from here. Omar Rava, how about an isarn shechil kov? And then part of it was lost. Your mafresh, another one to take its place. Then you find the first place, the first one that had been lost. Now you got all three together in the bisa. So now, here's the rule. Nitma avud, so then the avud goes together with the rish and the mitzar. Nitma mufresh, but the mufresh would not be mitzar. Nitma mufresh, then the mufresh and the rish would mitzar, but the avud wouldn't be mitzar. Nitma rishon, then shneim are mitzarfim. Abayomer afilu, Nitma echad mehem shnei mitztarfim, because they're all part of the same story, you know? I mean, they could go together. And kula b'nei bikta da'adadininu. And we'd have the same question, lagabe k'mitza. So if you come at Zvin Avud, so then the shirayim of the Avud and the entire Rishayim are ne'echoling. But the Mufresh wouldn't be ne'echal. Suppose you did the k'mitza from the Musha, Mufresh. So then the shirayim of the Mufresh and the entire Rishayim would be ne'echoling. But you wouldn't be able to eat from the oven. Komatz min arishon, then shneem einan me'echolim, because you can't define which part was nita. Abayomer, in all of the cases, even if you're coming to me'echad me'hem, shneem einan me'echolim, because they're all really related to each other as living in the same hostel. Matkiflar of Papa, I don't understand what you're saying. I mean, you're implying that the shirayim of the third that you know it was taken from, didday, that would be mutter. Why would it be mutter? Ha'iga danka to come into the lokari. Mat glorviyat v'reidim mishasha. Forget about the part that you bring the comets on. The comets itself is possible. Comets gufa echikari. I mean, basically you're saying one third of it, according to Abaya, is being brought on something that's not roi to be part of this mincha. So it's like bringing it on chulin. Says Ravashi, that's because Kaimitz bedai to the Kohen tal Yamilta. The Kohen, ki kamitz, a isar onka kamitz.